Did Penelope's heart pound as she took shelter in the forest on the outskirts of town? Did she gasp for air as she tore through the nearby farmland? Or did her feet make nary a patter on the town dock as she crept under cover of darkness to a waiting vessel? No one knows how Penelope went about making her escape from Nathaniel Carey, the Charlestown sea captain who enslaved her, but some sleuthing can help us understand certain aspects of Penelope's flight. Clues from the archive shed light on what prompted Penelope to run when she did, why the woman felt particularly justified in seizing her freedom, and what resulted from her stand for liberty. Penelope's story first is a story, to begin with, is a story of firsts. The woman was likely brought to Massachusetts on the first ship to deliver a sizable cargo of Africans to the colony. And when she fled years later in 1704, the notice her enslaver posted in attempt to reclaim her was the first newspaper advertisement printed in England's American colonies for the purpose of capturing a bondsperson of African descent, at least the earliest such advertisement that survives. That means that it was Penelope's escape that prompted her enslaver to post a notice that it inaugurated a genre in the Americas. Tens of thousands of like advertisements would follow the one describing Penelope. These advertisements announce far and wide the flight of people from slavery, but only rarely is it possible to learn what resulted from bondspeople's brave bids for freedom. It was not typical, after all, for enslavers to follow up in print by celebrating captures or deploring fruitless searches. In Penelope's case, however, other sources help us fill out the story. Records filed by the local court show that Nathaniel's advertisement was successful. Penelope was caught. But they also show that the woman was resolute in her determination to gain liberty. In December of 1705, a year and a half after she had first sought to free herself from her enslaver's clutches, Penelope took a second stand for freedom. She marched to the courthouse and lodged a complaint against her enslaver for wrongly enslaving her. In the process of suing Nathaniel, Penelope told her story, or at least she told parts of it.